time to go inside the beat on 11 Warriors Sunday.
Welcome back, 11 Warriors Sunday. I'm Jason Priestess, joined by Chris Lauterbach. We had Joshua Perry on last segment, and we got Dan Hope on this segment, another guy that runs 4-4 sideline to sideline. So let's do this inside the beat. Dan, how are you, man?
Doing well, how about you?
Doing great. That was first of all, you could beat Perry in a 40, right, if it came down to it?
We'll see. We might just have to make it happen.
You know, bold flavors.
You know
right
what?
There.
We absolutely will. We'll set this up, and we'll do some charitable component to it, and we'll actually set up some wagering on it too. I got Dan. I got Dan, but I need Dan to get like an 8-yard head start.
Yeah. It can be like Rich Eisen. They do have my head.
Yeah.
Have me run him and see if a guy can blow by me.
Well, yeah, you got to wear a suit when you run yours, and Perry can wear whatever he wants. But how did it feel to, you know, you guys work so hard during Ohio State football Saturdays? How did it feel kind of just kick back and watch a bunch of other games?
Yeah, did you even wear pants yesterday?
I did wear pants.
Okay.
But, it felt very good. Felt great to watch some other college football games. I really don't get a lot of chances to do that during the season. You know, I'm somebody that on a game day, even before the game, you know, I typically am – you know, so focused on what I got to do on game day that it's hard for me to really watch any other college football games. So it was definitely nice yesterday to just kind of get to watch all the games and kind of get to check out some other teams.
Which game did you enjoy the most?
I probably the Georgia-South Carolina game, which is kind of a way it usually works, where when you go into one of these days and you've got all these ranked games that you're looking forward to watching, and then you end up with a surprise game that ends up being a big game of the day.
That was a lot of fun, and obviously Georgia's definitely not out of it, but they took a hit to their CFP hopes for sure. I mean, one loss makes it harder. Who do you have right now in your top four?
That's tough because I think there's about seven teams right now that I'd look at that I'd say are, you know, undefeated Power 5 teams that I think kind of stand out from the rest. But I would put Ohio State at number one right now. I think they're the most complete team. I think they've been the most dominant team. I'd put Alabama at number two. I'd put LSU at number three, you know, getting another top 10 win last night. I'd go Oklahoma four, and then Clemson five, Wisconsin six, Penn State seven. But I think really those top six especially, I think depending on what your criteria are and how you're looking at the teams, I think you can make a really good case for any of those teams to really be ranked in almost any order at this point.
So we're joined by Dan Hope, 11 Warriors beat writer. And Dan, so, you know, kind of looked at the college football, the national landscape there. You know, Ohio State's going to get back at it on Friday, heading to Northwestern. You know, having a week off after a physical Michigan State game is a good thing. What are you expecting to see from the Buckeyes on Friday? Any chance of a slow start, or how do you see this one playing out?
I mean, a slow start's always possible, but I really don't see it being a close game, to be honest, because – first of all, Northwestern's offense has been one of the worst offenses in the country this year. And I think if Ohio State's defense plays anywhere near the level of what it's played the first six games of the season, they really shouldn't have any trouble with Northwestern's offense. You know, the other side of the ball, I think Northwestern does have a good defense. So I think, you know, if Ohio State's not in its game, a slow start's definitely possible. I do expect Northwestern to provide a little resistance on that side of the ball, but I think as long as the Buckeyes are clicking, which, you know, you'd think after a bye week they should be, I think that, you know, it should be another decisive win.
Right on. So the last week's game was the midpoint of the regular season, basically, and up on 11 Warriors, we had a ton of different articles looking at, you know, midseason report cards and all those kinds of things. But as you think about Ohio State really being at the midpoint of the regular season right now, what surprised you the most about this team? Is it a particular player, or maybe it's a position group, or maybe it's just a unique stat? But what's maybe that one thing you would say, hey, this is something maybe I didn't expect through the first six games?
I think it's just the fact that they haven't had any real lull. They haven't had any real growing pains yet, because you'd expect, especially when you've got a first-year quarterback, a first-year head coach, a brand-new defensive staff, you've got all these things. You would expect that at some point in the first half of the season, they were going to play a bad game that that there were going to be weaknesses exposed and they were going to have to really fight through that. And we just haven't seen that yet this year. So I think just how clean it's been, how easy it's looked for them so far has been the most surprising thing to me. That might be partially because they just haven't faced a team that has the talent to really challenge them. But to play that clean, that consistent for the first six games of the year, that's been the most impressive thing to me.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. Three, probably four wars coming up for Ohio State in the back half of the season, if you're going to go ahead and count the Big Ten championship game is a possible one there. You're going to have Wisconsin come to town in 2 weeks, Penn State a few weeks after that, and then going to Michigan. Which of those games do you think should be most worrisome to Ohio State?
Yeah, I've been asked this question a lot, and I kind of keep going back and forth on it because I've been thinking Penn State because I think stylistically they're a little more dangerous than Wisconsin. But then watching Wisconsin yesterday and the way that they blew out Michigan State, I think Wisconsin's for real. They've been dominant. They're playing great defense, probably the best defense in the country. So I think those are two games really that stand out to me. The toughest games of the year, I think, coming up for Ohio State. Of course, that rivalry game, you can never rule anything out, but you know, watching Michigan, I mean, they struggled to finish off Illinois yesterday. They're just not an intimidating opponent right now. So I think those two games against Wisconsin and Penn State are the ones that stand out, and certainly that Wisconsin game coming up in just 2 weeks now. I think that's a game that a lot of people have circled on their calendars as a really big game in college football coming up.
Yeah, Wisconsin's looked as impressive as anyone has all season, so that's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to covering it. Dan, thanks so much for joining the show. We'll catch you in Chicago this weekend, and it's always good to talk to you.